A lot going on around us. When the pandemic started, I kept hearing words like, these are unprecedented times. That's what I kept hearing. And the more that we experience what we experienced, people are engaged or have what is known as a COVID fatigue. They're tired. And I can understand that. But I hope, pray, and trust that as some of us are fatigued, some of us are tired, I hope that we can realize that we have something here together that many don't have. You're here for a reason. That is not to say that those who are not here are not here for reasons of unfaithfulness. However, you're here. And we want to encourage you because you are here. We want to keep you encouraged. Why? Because I truly believe that, and these are my thoughts, that it's probably going to get a little bit worse before it gets better. And at least that's what it's looking like. And so as I was thinking and wanting to encourage us to keep our eyes on the cross, there have been times where the people of God, because they were not focused, didn't enter into the promised land. They didn't enter into that rest. If you will, turn your Bibles to the book of Hebrews. Just for a few minutes, I want us to consider just a thought or two by the way of Hebrews, and I want to go back to the Old Testament and look at some people. In Hebrews chapter 4, in verse number 1, there is the exhortation to keep in mind the promise, let us fear lest any of you should seem to come short of it. We want to enter into the rest. Our rest is eternal life. That's our rest. The rest that they had would be Canaan's land. You drop down to verse number 6, and he says, since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter in because of unbelief, because of disobedience. Friends, keep mixing your faith with the Word of God. Keep mixing your trust and confidence with God's Word, not your thoughts. Brother Roy said that I say that, you know, I don't get in front of God. I really try my best to stay behind God. And what that means is that God's Word is leading. I have to give him space. And sometimes what happens is because of the outside noise and because of the media, because of the things that we're hearing, well, we want to take matters into our own hands, and the next thing you know, we've gotten in front of God. Well, people, we get in trouble when you get in front of God. And so when I thought about that and been thinking about that, it caused me to think about being just obedient. But what will that require? Well, there are two people I want us to think about. Number one, turn your Bibles to the book of Numbers, chapter 14, and verse number 20 through 24, and we come across a man by the name of Caleb. Something different about Caleb. And I venture to say, friends, that as the people of God, if these times are not demonstrating to us that we need to have a different spirit, a different attitude, a different mentality about spirituality, about being strong mind, strong-willed, I don't know what will. This is not the time to be weak. This is not the time to be asleep. This is not the time to be underneath a rock. This is the time for us to have our minds on what is right in the Word of God. And so I think about Numbers 14, and notice what the Lord said in verse 20. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word, but truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all these men who have seen my glory and the miracles, the signs, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have put me to the test now, these men, or these 10 times, and have not heeded my voice, watch this. They certainly shall not see the land of which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it, the promised land. But notice what he says. But my servant Caleb, Brian, his servant Caleb was different. Well, I've had some conversation with some good brethren here lately, and truth be told, my spirit has been stirred up. It's not the time to be weak. As a matter of fact, it's time to be brave. It's time. It's time to put your big boy pants on. That's what I've been telling myself. It's time. Doesn't mean that you're being upset and mean and angry. No, as a matter of fact, have a smile on your face, but stand for something. Because the world that we live in now seems like we're not standing for anything. Wherever the wind blows, that's where we're going. But notice Caleb. Bible says that because he has a different spirit, another spirit, the King James Version says, in him, and has followed me a little bit. Is that what your Bible says? Brother Chad, it says fully. He had his mind made up. I ain't following nobody but the Lord. I ain't listening to the social media. I ain't listening to the politicians. I'm listening to God. We listen to everybody but God sometimes. This man had a different spirit. He says, I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. Go to Daniel chapter 6. We see one of a different spirit. In Daniel chapter 6, you know what took place. It was plotting against Daniel. Friends, we're trying to enter into the land. We're trying to enter into the rest. We're trying to get to heaven. It's not going to be through weak-mindedness. We have to have our minds made up, because the world that's surrounding us, John would say in 1 John 5:19, lying and wickedness. Wickedness is everywhere. Ignorance, unbelief, hard-heartedness, past feeling, you name it, it's all around us. And the question is, am I going to stay focused on Jesus Christ? Am I going to stay in the light, or am I going to get sucked into everything that's going on around me? Am I going to tuck tail and run, or am I going to stay with the Lord? In Daniel chapter 6, we see something different about Daniel. Look at verse number 1 through 3. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, to be over the whole kingdom and over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give an account to them, so that the king would suffer no loss. Watch this. Then this Daniel distinguished himself. He set himself apart. Brother Roy said that everybody might not like you. They might say some things that you might not like. Now, it seems as if that he was pointing more toward the world. But I venture to say, even in the church, even among us, you might hear some things about you you might not like. So be it. Those are not just strong words, friends. You got to have a strong mind. If not, why not? Which means that I don't have time to be flirting with sin. Don't have time to be flirting with things that's going to draw me away. I got this right now. It's the time for me to be focused, because it's coming. As a matter of fact, it's here. And if we've fallen asleep, we've already lost the battle. But notice what he says. Above the governors and satraps, because of a excellent spirit was in him. Isn't it interesting that Caleb had something in him? Daniel had something in him. The word excellent here is very interesting. It's the idea of extraordinary. He wasn't just an ordinary guy. He was extraordinary. He distinguished himself. He made himself different. Why? I'm not like them. It's okay not to be like others. It's okay. It's all right to stand out. It's all right to be a member of the church. It's all right to be holy. It's all right to be sanctified. It's all right to be what God would have you to be. It's all right. We live in a time now where if you think for yourself, then they're going to censor you. You think for yourself, then you're not what you're supposed to be. If you think for yourself, Jesus thought for himself, and it landed him on the cross. That's where it landed him. And so it just caused me to think, what will it take for me to enter into that rest? It's going to take me having a different spirit. It's going to take me being one who is strong. Look at 1 Corinthians 16. I feel, and I use the word feel very loosely, but I feel the need to say something now, because in a week, we might be having a different discussion. Okay? Every day, it's different. This is not business as usual. If we think it is, we're not thinking. This is not business as usual. These people mean business around us. And so with that being said, now I'm more vigilant. My eyes are more open. I'm prayerful more. I'm thinking of scripture more. But we still got people, they're still planning trips and doing things like that. Friends, be careful. We're in different times. And it's interesting that Solomon would say there's a time for everything, Ecclesiastes 3. But some of us, I'm talking about generally, not among us maybe, but some of us act like, well, everything is just normal. There's nothing normal about what we're going through right now. If it is, then in 2019, that wasn't normal. This is different. In 1 Corinthians 16:13, watch this passage. Let's break it down real quick and I'll let you go. Paul is talking to the church at Corinth. He's talking to brethren. Corinth was a very wicked place to live, yet the church was thriving. He says, watch. Idea there is pay strict attention. Stand fast. The idea is to be stationary. In the faith, the idea is location. Be brave. The idea is show oneself a man. Be strong. The idea is to be successful in sound reasoning. He ain't talking about lifting weights. He ain't talking about calisthenics. He's talking about having your mind right. Why? Because there's something that's going on. I talk to people every day, and I find it very interesting. Some people act like ain't nothing going on. And then you got others, they're hiding. No, God's people can't hide. We're light, we're salt, we're the city. There's no hiding. You can't put a light under a bushel. You gotta be out. Friends, if we listen to the world and some of the brethren, we'll never get anything done for God. But I'll leave you with this. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, we come across a very young man. Young people, you don't have to wait till you get 40 and 50 and 60 to make up your mind to do what God says. You can be like David. You remember Goliath? As he is challenging the people of God to a battle, a fight. He's challenging the people of God, this uncircumcised Philistine, and you got grown men who for 40 days had to listen to this fool talk. 40 days. They're scared of him, Scott. Here you get this young, ruddy guy, 16, 17 years old maybe, and he said, I'll fight this uncircumcised Philistine, and I'm going to take God with me. You know what he did? He ran to meet that uncircumcised Philistine, verses 48 and following. Chopped his head off, stood on top of him, took that giant out. Reminds me of my Lord one day who stepped out of heaven, put on flesh, came down here and whooped Satan, put him in his place. Raised up the third day. That's why we're victorious. That's why we're winners. Friends, I'm a winner. And I ain't gonna walk around here with my head down. And I ain't gonna walk around here scared. And I ain't gonna walk around here hiding. Why? Because I win. I'm already a winner. Guess what? You are too. You're in Christ, you're a winner. We got some fathers sleeping on the job, some mothers sleeping on the job. Ain't no time to go sleep right now. It's time to wake up. It's time to do God's will. And y'all can interpret what I said any way you want to, but I think I said what I meant. Friends, this world around us is in darkness. We're just trying to save one. You got to save one. You got to talk to people about the gospel, because it's not going to get better. We got to save some people. And we're in San Angelo, Texas right now, just like in the days of Esther, for such a time as this. Well, I don't want to catch coronavirus. Who does? But I do know one thing. If folk catch death without the blood of Christ, coronavirus is the last thing that they'll be worried about. I'm begging people to sit down with me. Begging people. We need to talk about the gospel. If not, why not? A lot of us are worried about a whole bunch of stuff. You better be worried about seeking and saving the lost. People are lost. And they have no guidance whatsoever. And that man just got through praying a few minutes ago talking about we're the light. He's in it. We are. Friends, talk to somebody about Jesus this week. Don't focus on you. Focus on somebody else. And be safe at the same time. And God will do some amazing things, not only in your life, but in the life of others. And you can go to bed at night knowing, I did my part. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be. We want you to be saved. We want you to be saved today. Now. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Today is all we have. If the Lord was to come back tonight, your sins would be washed away. That's all we have right now. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Jesus Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins, and God will save you. He will wash away everything that you have done. You will then now have an excellent spirit. You'll be a different man, a different woman. That's what life is about. Maybe you're a child of God and, well, everything that's going on around you got you all messed up. I can understand that. But friends, it's time to be real, real focused. Brother Bonner, what do you mean by that? We ain't got time for all of the distractions. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. And here, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful a few things, make you rule over many. Enter into the joys of thy Lord. That's what we want to hear. And when the Lord is pleased with us, then, and only then, are we successful. As we stand and as we sing to save his invitation.